In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Tony Rock, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Man, yo, shout out, Tony. You solo?
It's cheaper that way, bro.
Yo, my man.
I only need the entourage when I'm gonna spend a lot of money.
Yo, Tony.
My man was like, I'm going to Sacramento. I don't need it.
Yo, nobody came. No, everybody in LA like, nah, we got you when you come back. I'm in San Fran Sunday. They're like, yo, we see you Sunday. I'm like, oh man.
Yo, I've told Damien this so many times. I saw you out here in Sacramento 3-4 years ago or whatever, and I went, it was Tony Rock. I didn't really know what to expect.
Tony Rock
or whatever.
I don't expect much.
This dude is so funny.
Appreciate that.
So funny. I was dying laughing.
Appreciate that,
the
man.
Entire time, man. And like I said, I didn't really know what to expect, but man, you delivered.
Basically, you had low expectations.
And well, I
exceeded those low expectations.
So the funny thing about that is, like, with me, and sometimes, like, maybe I'm not the best guy to, like, critique a comedian or something like that, because in some ways it's like, man, you're trying to get me to laugh. Like, I know what you're saying, like, isn't, like, I don't know if it's that funny. You're trying to tell me a joke. So I'm always a little jaded. But, man, I laughed the entire time at this dude's show, man. The way he tells stories, the way he talked. One of the things he kept doing, and this wasn't even, like, part of the shtick. I think you really got it wrong. And you kept calling it Rancho Cordovo.
Oh, yeah.
And an hour in, people were like, it's Cordova. He was like, yeah, I've been saying it the wrong the whole time. Yeah, you ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
but it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Tony up there like, I had spinach in my teeth and no one told me.
That was Tommy T's?
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was good times though, man. Yeah. Hilarious.
Shout out to Tommy T's, man. Good club.
KC talking about doing comedy where someone's like trying to make you laugh. Like, what is your, like, I'm always so fascinated by, like, what is your writing process? Like, how do you put this stuff together?
Well, he touched on something that I talked about with a friend of mine the other day. One of the misconceptions about stand-up comedy is people sitting in the audience think that we're saying stuff that they think is funny.
Hmm.
We're not. Mm-hmm. We're saying stuff that we think is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And if you laugh, that means you agree.
That sounds like this show.
And when you look at it that way, you have one person to win over as opposed to 300 people.
Yeah.
300 people have 300 different opinions.
Yeah.
If you write stuff you think is funny, it's just you.
I never even thought
of it. If they laugh, okay, you agree with what I said.
Right.
Have you written something like, yo, this is fire. This is just, and you laugh, you thought it was the one, and you just stood on stage and no one reacted? Like,
I've written bits and I'm like, I'm going to tell this right now. Like, I'm in the house writing. I got to go tell this right now. Get on stage. All right. Wrote this earlier today. Here we go. Roll out. Crickets. Maybe it was funny on the couch. I don't know. Maybe the couch made it funny. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Nah, I never thought about it that way, too, though, right? And I think that helps with how a comedian like yourself delivers the story. Because if you think it's funny and, like, you think it's hilarious, you're going to – sometimes – we talked about this watching Martin. Sometimes it's not even what is being said. is how the delivery is, how the person who's delivering the skit or delivering the joke is just like tickled by it or whatever the case may be. And I don't know if it's subconscious or what, it makes it that because much more funny to everybody else.
So if a person seems like they're enjoying something, just watching them enjoy it makes you go, oh, yeah, that's kind of, I'm kind of rocking with that now.
Yeah.
You know, they start laughing and telling the story. And then he said, I was like, you get into that story mode and now you're traveling on the journey with them of the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
How have you adapted? You've been doing this for a long time.
A long time.
How have you adapted over the years? Because now, like, you open TikTok, Instagram, you see these reels of, like, jokes now are on the internet.
Yeah.
You're still trying to get people to come see you, but you got to get your brand out there in front of a big audience. Like, how do you navigate that stuff?
So for the social media stuff, what I try to do, me personally, I put the riffs, the crowd work, the improvs on social media.
Mm.
So I'm not really wasting a lot of material trying to get it on social media. I got a post on TikTok, like my fourth or fifth post, 2.1 million views, just on a riff in the audience.
Wow.
This guy said something, wait, you said what? Recorded it, 2 million views.
Mm.
Posted something 2 days ago, I think it's at 50,000 now.
Mm.
And it's just an interaction, like, what'd you say, sweetheart? Oh, what's your name? Oh, okay, you guys a couple?
Mm.
Two girls, y'all a couple? No, it's my cousin. Oh, I thought y'all was, my bad. Just to play around on social media. I do that, so I'm not writing a bit and putting it right on social media because a bit has to develop.
Yeah, yeah.
You could write it, do it that first week, and it hits hard, and then you look back at it like, okay, I could tweak it there, fix it here, and it becomes bigger and bigger. So I don't like to put material on social media right away because I know that bit can change into something else later on.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
You know, I just thought about something. We're doing this all wrong. We got a comedian in the house. We need to get some cognac. You need to tell us about them Diddy parties. That's how we going viral. We get the comedian in here. Tell us about the Diddy parties.
I was at a Diddy party once when Ciroc had just dropped, and they served Ciroc and lemonade. I think it was a Labor Day party or a July 4th party.
Mm.
Not exactly sure. And it was called the Diddy. He was like on the stage, like, make sure you try the Diddy. It's like the new drink. It's called the Diddy.
Insane.
It was Ciroc and lemonade. It was Ciroc and lemonade, and it was called the Diddy. And the party was live. Now, granted, the party was outside of this, palatial estate. We were outside. His friends and people were inside doing anything. So we never got to,
go to the party.
I was outside where the girls were in bikinis and bathing suits and swimming around and drinking and eating, but I don't know what was going on in the house. Disclaimer. You have to give
so
a
don't call Tony to testify.
You have to give a disclaimer now when you talk about a Diddy party. Disclaimer. I never went inside.
Don't call Tony to testify.
But I joke because obviously, 2024.
Wait, did you say my mic is muted?
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
Okay. That's
the whole time people are like, I just see Tony going like this.
But I joke because it was a playoff of, Club Shay Shay, and he getting these comedians there, and the comedians have been going, they've been going crazy in 2024.
I had no idea it was that many beefs in comedy. I know comics don't get along. I know that.
Cat Williams damn near burned the whole country down.
Cat Williams, who else went on?
Marlon was just
Monique,
on there. Marlon.
Monique
was the follow-up to Cat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Marlon was on here this past week.
He don't got no beef with nobody.
Nah. Well, he was talking like industry talk. Living Color and all that.
That story he told about Pops, John Witherspoon, was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
They said he said the Wayans brothers was supposed to be on NBC. And NBC told them, hey, we love this. We're all about it. But they said he's too ghetto.
Mm.
Like, we have to recast the dad. And they're like,
they wanted a white dad. They wanted a white dad.
Well, it's NBC. So
that's why the song was like that. We're brothers and we're love. They wanted that guy.
Different strokes, too.
And Marlon said, we're not recasting him. You said, well, you either recast him or there's no show. And they left.
Mm.
And that's where the show became the launching point for, what was it, CW or?
WB.
It wasn't the launching point. It was
one of the original shows.
But they're launching, the original shows were super trash to launch that.
Homeboys in Outer Space.
Homeboys
in
Outer
Space. Leave them out of this.
Yeah, it was some bad stuff.
Have you ever done a show you look back, damn.
I did one show in my entire career one time in my career I did something for the check, and I regretted it to this day. And that was a learning lesson to never do anything for the check.
Because
I could just go on the road and have all the fun and make all the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a show, short-lived, it was called The Tony Rock Project. It only became the Tony Rock Project because I threatened to walk away several times. And they upped the money. And then they said, you can put your name on it. Then they upped the money again. So like three times they came back with something new. Mm. And I said, all right, let's do it. Mm. And it ended up not being what I wanted it to be. And then my name was on it, which made it even hurt more when it was canceled and didn't come out the way I wanted it to. Yeah. But I did it for the check, and I regret that to this day.
Was it hard to bounce back from, or was it more?
No, just, you know what? Because nobody saw it.
Well, okay.
It wasn't even a detriment because it was like, what show? You had a bad show? We didn't even know you had a bad show. That's how bad the show was.
I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a
I
bad
wanted to
show.
Do
get the scrub
a very
from Wikipedia.
Edgy,
no one will ever know.
Yeah, I wanted to do a very edgy, race-based sketch comedy show. Now. I wanted to do Chappelle's show and try to push that even further.
Mm. Wow.
And some of the skits I came up with, I pitched to them, and they, oh, yeah, we love it. Yeah, oh, my. I had one where it was like a focus group, but it was kids. You know how little kids are so honest. Mm. Which one's better, the black doll or the white doll? Mm-hmm. And little kids like, oh, the white doll's better and the black doll's bad. Okay, so you eat the paint, the white paint, and we'll give the black girl the chocolate pudding because black is bad, right? And then the little kid's eating paint. White paint when the black girl's eating pudding, like, oh, black ain't that bad. And the people I pitched it to, like, oh, that's great. We love it. But then when the network was like, hell no, we can't do nothing like that. We can't do that. Which one's better, the black or the white? And every time they pick the white, okay, well, you eat the mayonnaise and the little black girl will have the
ice
chocolate
cream.
Chip cookies, you know, because the chocolate cookies, because the black is bad, right? And like, are you out of your mind? You know, the thunderstorm that will come down. I need a piece of tissue because it's cold in here. And my nose is starting to run.
We'll get you one. We'll get you one. Go ahead. Keep going.
But I gotta ask you. I don't know. I'm assuming you get this question a lot, but I gotta ask you because it's one of my favorite shows of all time, man. Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes, we just started the cartoon.
I can't wait.
We just started.
I can't
the cartoon.
Wait. That show, hilarious. So
we literally just started the cartoon. I did my voiceover like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. I can't wait for it. When I heard the cartoon was gone, it's perfect, too. It's perfect.
Yeah.
But like how...
And we can push the envelope a little further with cartoons.
Exactly, exactly. But obviously it's TV, it's a show, whatever. But like how much of that was like kind of authentic to your guys' experience?
Very, very. My father was that cheap. My mother was that serious about everything. The only difference with the show was you can't put all the siblings on a sitcom because then you got to pay all the sitcom, all of the siblings. You got to write for them. You got to feed them. You got to have wardrobe for them. So it would have got super expensive to have all of us on it.
Yeah. Nah, I love that show. Was the unintentionally racist teacher, was she real too?
Yeah. Yes. We went to an all white public school, and they were just super like casually racist. They did. Oh well, you can't do that. You're black. Like, oh wow. Wait, what? Like. The teacher just really said that to me.
What she said, I know you didn't do your homework last night because all the gunshots. It's okay.
Yeah, we literally really had teachers like that.
How much of what you do on stage, on screen, pitch, is based on your reality? It's based on stuff you've lived and been through.
Bruh, the way we grew up, where we grew up, how we grew up, we always used to say, this is a show.
Mm-hmm.
Just our interactions with each other. I still say to this day, I tell my brothers every year, and they're like, you say that every year. I'm like, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to do this one year. I'm going to set cameras up in the house and not tell anybody and record Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, we're going to break the internet. It's the funniest dinner you've ever seen in your life. There's never been a funnier dinner than a Rock Thanksgiving.
I'd watch. I know that much.
I'm going to put cameras in the house, not tell anybody, hide them so everybody's just talking.
Just live streaming
naturally.
The whole thing.
You're going to pay a fee to watch us have Thanksgiving. Because the drunker and the more people start coming and the itis kicks in and now we start talking about, oh, remember back in the day when this happened? And no, you got the story wrong and I'll tell it this way. And then the snapping starts between siblings. We're going to break the internet, bro.
You know what I think is real dope as well about yourself is you've carved out your own lane, in my opinion, to be Tony Rock, the comedian.
Yes.
You're not Chris's brother. Like, you're Tony Rock. And I think that's dope. I mean, Chris is one of the great comedians of all time, and I know it was probably a struggle to, like, branch out on your own, but you've done it. Like,
I definitely think it's dope, too.
Yeah.
Because when I started out going on the road, literally my flyers, my posters – I should have saved some of them just for nostalgia. Appearing this week, Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother.
Mm.
That was my credit.
Mm.
My credit was my sibling.
Mm.
I had no TV show, no I hadn't done nothing. Yeah. I was just a guy that was just gotten the game, and they were like, okay, we can sell some tickets if we use this. So they bumped me up to headliner very early in my career before I had the material to do the time. Mm-hmm. But they were betting on Chris Rock's brother. And comedy club owners don't care about the art form of stand-up. They care about asses in the seats. Mm-hmm. So if they say, yo, Chris Rock's brother, and it's a two-drink minimum, oh, let's bet on it. Mm-hmm. You know? So to say that I carved out my own niche, is very, I really appreciate that. Because I worked really hard to be, every year we would take stock of like how far along we've come, like me and my team. And every year we'd say, okay, what's the numbers this year? How much more are you Chris Rock's brother opposed compared to Tony Rock? So like year five, it was like, yo, I'm 80% Chris Rock's brother, 20% Tony Rock.
Yeah.
Then 2 years later, I'd be like, yo, I think I'm like 60% Chris Rock's brother, 40% Tony Rock. Mm. Now, every year, we're like, okay, what's the numbers now? And I'm like, man, we like 95 yeah, Tony Rock,
yeah, straight
5%
up.
Chris Rock's brother.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is the third time I've gotten the opportunity to talk to you in your passes through Sacramento. And I've never asked you about your brother before, because I always kind of feel that discredits what you do. And you talked about, you know, the progressions of being, right. You know, now 95%. How much did that change? Because you talk about viral and 2 million views. How much did that change after the Oscars? Because you've got videos. You talk about 2 million views. I've seen videos with you.
Oh,
talking
yeah.
About
that might have been 20 million
views. Tony yeah. Rock talking about the Oscars.
Yeah. Okay, I want to address everything you just said. So I don't look at it as a discredit to me. I look at it as a credit to my brother. When people say, like, yo, it's Chris Rock's brother, mm-hmm. I never looked at it as a bad thing. I'm like, that's a testament to how dope he is. Mm-hmm. Because I am the closest person to him.
I got you.
There's nobody else that's this close to him other than me. Mm-hmm. I've saw the mm-hmm. entire ride. Mm-hmm. I've been there for the entire ride. So when people say Chris Rock's brother, I'm like, oh, I get it. Because it's a testament to how dope right. he is and what he means to that person. Right. Now, as far as the Oscars, in that instance, I was 100% Chris Rock's brother. I was 100% defending my brother, mm-hmm. taking my brother's side, taking all the smoke. My brother doesn't really, you know, address the smoke like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm for some smoke every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to some smoke. I know sometimes they got to smoke, you know.
Did you see it live?
I did not. That's the crazy thing.
Okay.
The crazy thing is, and I know we passed it and people are like, why is he still talking about this? Because I was asked the question.
Yeah,
because
why. Asked. That's why.
That's why.
Yeah.
I don't watch the Oscars. Even my siblings know this. I don't watch the Oscars because I feel like every year, great black movies come out. Mm-hmm. Not every 10 years, not every 5 years. Every year, great black movies come out that they don't even acknowledge. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to acknowledge your platform if you're not acknowledging something I like.
All right.
I'm in the house watching the NBA package. I'm jumping around like, oh, Cleveland's playing Milwaukee. Oh, next channel, Knicks are playing in, you know, in Memphis. And, oh, Lakers play late game. I'm in the house chilling, having a great time.
Yeah.
My phone start going crazy. We black people. You know when your phone start going crazy, somebody shot, somebody in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, I don't even want to answer this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really bracing myself for the worst phone call ever. Like, man, I can't. And I was on the West Coast. All my family was on the East Coast.
Mm.
Man, I'm like, my mom, something about my mother, like something happened. Do I really want to take this phone call?
Mm.
And my youngest brother called, my baby brother. And I'm like, okay, I got to answer for him because he probably needs me to be strong for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, here we go. And I answer the phone, yo, what's up? He says, was that real? What? Was that real?
Do all of you talk like that?
Was what real? You ain't see that? I'm like, yo, I'm in the house watching the game, bro. What you,
man,
I'm going to send you the video.
My man's like, I'm about to be sick.
I'm going
to
send you the video.
And all of a sudden, is that real?
Yo, so look. So now I'm like, wait, where's mommy? She's right here. I'm like, okay. Mommy's fine. Yeah, she's right here. I'm going to send you the clip. And then he sends me the clip. So I saw it maybe a half hour later after everybody else.
Wow.
Okay. And now I'm in L.A.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, now I got to put my sweatpants on and go find my brother. And I call his assistant. Like, yo, wait, true story. I call his assistant. I call, like, he doesn't even answer the phone until, like, maybe the third or fourth time. I keep calling. And he answers the phone, like, Tone, listen, I knew you were going to call. Chris said to tell you he's fine. And he'll call you later. I'm like, nah, yo, where y'all at? I'm pulling up. Where y'all at? Right? Tell me where y'all at right now. Listen, Chris said that you were going to call and you were going to want to know where he was. He said to let you know he's good. He'll call you later. Nah, yo, where y'all at right now, bro? I'm pulling up right now. He said you were going to say that. He said you were going to be adamant about finding out where he was. I see, and his name is Brandon. I see, yo, Brandon, if you want to tell me where y'all at, the next time I see you,
it's a problem.
I'm effing you up.
Yeah.
Chris said you were going to say that. I can't tell you where we are. And then like 5 minutes later, my brother calls like, yo, I'm good. Yo, I'm good. I'll come out and see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. All right, man.
Damn.
I just got to chill.
Man, crazy.
But I was hot. I was super hot. Everybody know that. That's not breaking news. Yeah. Everybody knows I was super hot.
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
To be honest with you,
yeah.
I was at my mother's house recently. I took my son to Brooklyn to see grandma, and we were at grandma's house. And Chris was in town with his daughters. His daughter had just came home from Paris. She graduated school in London, in Paris. And she was home to visit. He has two daughters. So the daughters were home to shop in New York and hang around and see their friends. And they heard that my son was in New York. So they were like, we want to go see the baby. Mm-hmm. My son's four. His kids are like 14 and 16. Mm-hmm. So like, we want to go see the baby. So I ended up at my mother's house with my son. He came to my mother's house with his two daughters. They're loving on my son. Mm-hmm. My brother Kenny pulls up. So the three of us are sitting there watching the NBA finals. And it goes to commercial, and we're just talking. Three brothers just shooting the ish. Mm. And the commercial comes on for the Bad Boy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And mid-conversation, the three brothers are talking, and Chris does this and turns and looks at the TV. And he just looks at the TV, like that's the TV. He's just looking at the TV, watching the commercial. And the commercial goes off, and he goes, this mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm watching him like how you're watching me. I'm watching him from across the room, like, and I'm looking at him and I say to myself, like, I take my glasses off. I look at him and I go, okay, he's not over it.
Mm.
So I'm not over it.
Mm.
Understood.
Mm. He's not over it. I'm not over it. It's back up.
Right.
It's back up. He ain't over it. Okay, bet. Let's go.
And I can only imagine. I mean, I'm my only child, but I can only imagine.
To the death with your brothers, yeah, it's man.
Whatever. Like, that's it's how we ride.
People. All the dudes that think they tough, all the tough guys, yo, my day ones, right? Yo, that's my day one, my ride or die. Well, who your day one if it ain't your brother?
Hmm.
Who's your day one? You can't have a day one in these streets if your brother ain't
that's
your
literal
one.
Day one.
That's your. That's before day one because he was there before me.
Right.
So that's, I don't get it. Like, people don't, it ain't got nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with me. Mm-hmm. It's my brother.
Yeah.
I don't get that people don't get it.
Yeah.
But you can run around in the street and be like, yo, that's my day one, some cat you met when you were 7 years old.
Right.
But I can't say that's my day one. And I was born and he was standing right there.
Right.
Man. I don't get it.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tony, I don't know, like, because we just started talking about everything. I don't even know if you know this is a sports show that you're on right now.
Oh, wow.
So, but,
okay.
but this is how we do. This is how we do. But I only say that to say I can't let you leave.
Steelers-Falcons this Sunday, baby. 1-0 for the Steelers, 0-1 for the Falcons.
Hey, you thought y'all was getting Brandon Ayuk, huh?
I really, really did.
He stayed home.
I was excited about it. Then when I was like, okay, it's not going to happen. And then when he wasn't traded, I thought, okay, Russell Wilson non-committal on his status with Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know about your boy.
I think Fields is going to start.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Who do you want to start?
He was watching.
Remember the year that the Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl and Trent Dilfer was their quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They basically said, listen, the defense is so good, just don't lose the game and we'll win it.
Mm.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Steelers got top five defense.
Yo, just don't lose the game, offense, and we'll win it. Defense will win it.
Mm.
Russell, Justin, I don't care who starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, just hold it down when y'all got the ball, and when we get back on the field, we will win the game.
Mm. That's going to be a good game.
Why the Steelers, though?
Thank you for asking. Because when I played Little League football, we wore black and yellow, and I thought it was a farm system for the Steelers. And I'm still waiting for the phone call. If they ever need me, I can go outside and warm the arm up in an hour and be ready to go.
You the QB?
I'm QB in it.
You might be ready before I'm rush QB based on what we saw.
I'm QB in it or I'm CB in it. I'm CB or I'm QB. Yes, I'm ready to go. Steelers forever.
All right. And I'm assuming It's Knicks forever, right?
Brooklyn Nets.
What did you make a? Did you like? Were you Knicks and then you moved to Brooklyn when the Nets?
Yeah, you know what? I'm really enjoying this show because now I get to tell all my allegiances to my sports teams because everybody's like, how'd that happen? Okay, so my favorite basketball player of all time, Magic Johnson. Mm. My two favorites, Magic Johnson and Pearl Washington. But a lot of people don't know who Pearl Washington is.
Mm-hmm.
I met Magic. I told him that. Yo, you and Pearl Washington, my favorite basketball
Magic player. Probably loved Pearl Washington.
And Magic was like, Magic said, man, you got to love Pearl with that killer crossover. Yeah, I said, damn, Magic know who I'm talking about. So Magic Johnson, my whole childhood, Lakers.
Mm.
Right? Magic leaves, unfortunate circumstances, team falls, still a Laker fan, Lakers forever, right?
Mm.
And the new regime comes in, Kobe and Shaq. Okay, this is the greatest thing ever. Kobe and Shaq.
I don't like this story, to be honest.
The Diesel.
You know you're in Sacramento.
The Diesel,
right?
My guy. Like, yeah. The Diesel, my guy. Right? Then they riff. They beef. Shaq gets sent off. Kobe stays. Okay. Then I see the video of them interrogating Kobe in the police precinct. And he says, I should have just paid off like Shaq does.
Oh, man.
And the man in me. The partner in me, the homie in me, the friend in me, the confidant, the brother was like, I can never root for this guy again in my life.
Mm.
I can't bring myself to be like, yeah, Kobe, bruh, you never throw somebody under the bus like that. Mm. Never. I couldn't. So Shaq was in Miami. I'm like, I guess I'll rock with Miami now. And then I heard, hey, they're going to build a basketball stadium in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Well, my allegiance is to Brooklyn first and foremost.
Right.
Before any player.
Right, right.
That's my team.
So the funny thing is,
as bad as they're going to be this year, that's my team.
The funny thing is, like, I deal with
that sweet 18 wins this year. Yeah.
I deal with this thing because I don't know if you're familiar, but the Oakland A's are going to come to Sacramento for a time before they're supposedly moving to Vegas.
Oh, they're not going straight to Vegas?
No, they're
going
to be here for at least 4 years. Right?
Really?
They might stay here.
I thought it was 2 years.
The years keep going up by every month. Like, they're like,
no, I thought it was 2 years in Oakland, then straight to Vegas.
No, they coming
here next year.
They coming here
really?
Next year.
Where they going to play?
They got a spot in West Sac.
We got a nice little cozy spot in West Sacramento for them to play.
Get them 18 wins, baby.
But I say that saying, I'm a Giants fan. Like, I love the San Francisco Giants.
Okay.
I love them to death.
Right.
But major league team coming to my city. I'm born and raised in Sacramento.
Okay,
and it's like, I feel like I could never leave the Giants, but I can't not root for
under the circumstances, you can root for both.
Yeah.
I'm a Mets fan because the first baseball game I ever went to in my life, my dad took me and all my brothers to a Mets game on Father's Day.
Mm.
And just being there, and we sat in the last row. Like, behind us was outside.
Up to the last.
Like, we were here and outside. And now
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I go every year with my son when the Dodgers play the Mets in L.A. Me and my son go, and nobody sits in front of us. It's there us and the grass.
There we go. Yeah.
And I know my dad is looking down like, that's what I'm talking about.
You know
what I'm saying?
We
right here on the fence. Nobody sits in front of us. They bring our food to us. They bring us our ice cream. The Mets players are like, hey, here's a ball for your kid.
Yeah.
Like, we Mets forever.
I love that.
Are you primarily on the West Coast now?
I'm wherever the money resides. wherever I need to be. Now, if my son's visiting grandma, I'm going home. When I leave here, I'll go to New York and get him.
Okay.
But he's in L.A. right now, so when I leave here, I'll go to L.A.
Very good. Tony Rock at the Punchline.
And there's that.
Tony didn't stop by just to say hi.
Yeah, he was just like, I'm there, man. I got to pull up, man.
I stopped by to say 1-0 for the Steelers.
There you go.
0-1 for the Falcons.
Man, that's
going to
be a game.
I know it's Atlanta's going to be turned up all weekend, but y'all going to take this L.
That's going to be a game. I think Atlanta might be kind of good.
Kirk Cousins, yeah.
Yeah. They got talent.
But the turn up before the game, and the players are partying all weekend leading up to it. The only player that's not partying this weekend is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk.
Everybody else is like, yo, we outside until Sunday. So they'll all be hungover and tired, and we'll get this easy victory.
Two shows tonight, two shows Saturday, and that's it, right? No Sunday show?
Yeah. Two shows tonight, two shows Saturday.
Still is a plan. No shows on Sunday.
No, I'm
to watch.
I'm in San Francisco Sunday, but I'm going to leave. This is how crazy. I'm going to leave Saturday after the show, go straight to San Fran, so I can get up early, find a sports bar, and watch the game.
Are you wired when you get off of that second show?
Yes.
It's not like you, all right, I'm going to go to the hotel and go to bed.
No.
Two-hour drive is no big deal.
Pre-show, I try to stay as calm as possible pre-show. Because once I hit that stage, the energy is like electricity.
Yeah.
And that lasts for like maybe an hour or two after the show.
Mm-hmm. Punchline Comedy Club, Tony Rock, man, this was a blast.
Appreciate you guys.
Man. Yeah, so much. We'll come back.
Go see this dude, man. He's hilarious, bro. For real, I can attest to that. He is hilarious.
Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Man, what a great conversation with Tony Rock. Big thanks to him.
I just think it's really cool that he's carved out his own name in this whole thing. Because he by himself, like him as an individual, hilarious, great talker, great storyteller, like you guys. He's really good at what he does.
Yeah. The part that I left out of having the opportunity to talk to him before and not wanting to bring up Chris was I didn't think it was fair to him, and I'm glad he feels differently. Mm. I also thought it would be an indictment of me.
Mm.
Like, it's we got there. Mm-hmm. We just had a near 35-minute conversation with Tony Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We got there 20 minutes into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fine to me. But if that's low-hanging fruit, I shared a frustration with you once. This is different. When we talked to King Combs and someone kept going back to Sean over and over. I'm just like, this is the lowest hanging fruit. Like, talk about something. Like, you could bring it up once and acknowledge it.
Right.
But when every question is about your dad, it's like, this is what are we talking to him for? Mm-hmm. It's like when you lead off, Chris Rock's brother, Tony Rock, like that ain't it to me.
Right.
To me. And I'm glad he like appreciates that and he sees it for what it is, an acknowledgement for how great his brother is. But if y'all were here, hopefully you heard, he's pretty great too. Mm-hmm. And like that's and I like the assessment of, you know, okay, I'm 95% Tony Rock, 5% Chris Rock's brother.
Right.
And I always felt that would be an indictment of me if I reached for the low hanging fruit.
Nice, man. You killed it with them questions, because he was real with the whole situation, his perspective of it, and how he feels, man. And I understand it all.
And we said this on the commercial when he took his glasses off for the first time, and I was like, oh my God. Them brothers look alike. Like they
sound alike to me too.
Look, like there is no one when he took his glasses off, no one was going, I wonder if this is Chris Rock's brother. That's Chris Rock right there.
He talked about it too. I'm excited for the animated series that Everybody Hates Chris. Everybody Hates Chris is one of my favorite shows of all time. That show is so funny to me. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this is one that I can get behind is them bringing this one back, and the way they're doing it as an animated series, I think that's going to be super dope. Super dope. And I'm glad he's part of it. He said he's doing voiceovers and everything else like that. So I know it's going
to
be dope.
Shout out to the Punchline and our man Complex for making sure not only that happened, but that got put together the way that he did. And I know he joked about it, but shout out to Tony Rock. Not a lot of people show up by themselves. Mm-hmm. They've got, you know, different people with him, different drivers with him. Tony was like, I'm gonna go catch this Uber. I'm good. It's like, well, do you want to wait up here? He's like, no, I already got it. He down there waiting for me. All right, man. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Good dude, man.
Not
good
a short
dude.
Uber ride either.
No.
That man going all the way back to the Arden area.
Yeah, man. Check him out, man. Cause I got a chance to see him. And depending on how things go, I might try and get out there this weekend, man, and see him again. He's really good.
The surprise on his face when he found out this was a sports show might have been the highlight of that.
Well, we was talking everything else for like 20, 30 minutes, like you said. And it was like, you know, I got to ask you, since this is a sports show, like.
Huh? What? Okay. He seemed to love that the most. Like, he was ready. He was like, hey, this is the Steelers, baby.
Yeah.
Steelers.
Right, and he did break a little news here. Russell Wilson, he ain't playing on Sunday.
Russell Wilson.
I don't think he can play on Sunday if he's still not.
Well, did you see the clip from this morning?
I didn't see the clip.
Oh. Russell Wilson was watching Justin Fields throw.
Have we seen the last of Russell Wilson as a starting quarterback?
Ooh.
What if Justin Fields plays well on Sunday?
I was going to say, that's up to Justin Fields. I don't know how you take the job away from Justin Fields if he plays well.
Well, yeah, he's got to be.
If Mike Tomlin's. I think you said yesterday, Jesse, Mike Tomlin's going to put the Pittsburgh Steelers in the best position to win games. They think that's Russell Wilson. Okay. If, like, Justin Fields actually goes out there and does it, how do you deviate from that?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, I don't think so either. If he's 4-2, something like that, winning games, like, nah. That's crazy. I never even thought about it that way, Jesse, until you actually uttered those words. We may have seen the last. There's a possibility that we've seen the last of Russell Wilson ever.
Okay. Stop it.
If he loses the starting job.
So, okay.
I don't know if Russell Wilson's taking a backup job anywhere else.
Well, but just wait. Look at the teams across the – because we did this with Dak. We were like, what's the market for Dak Prescott? We all know the Raiders are out there, but what does the market truly look like for Dak Prescott? And then we found like five teams in 10 seconds.
Well, he can finally go to New York. Him and Sierra have been trying to get there for about 3-4 years.
He sure as hell could.
See, I don't think that
he could probably pick the New York teams if things go the way with that other guy.
I don't think that'll be there for him, though. He's kind of like, this is his second team since the Seahawks. The first one did not work at all. Second one was over before, if the situation happens, was over before it started. It's like, what is Russell Wilson doing?
There's red flags with Russell Wilson now.
I will say this, though. If in this scenario he doesn't get his job back with Pittsburgh and he's looking for a new team, he can always lean on, well, I wasn't bad in Pittsburgh. I just got hurt, and then the other guy played well. So You can sign me, New York Giants. Like
it was, and I made $36 million. So
you can sign me, New York Giants. I'm not a bad quarterback. It was just one of them things. So as opposed to he gets played off the field
right.
in Pittsburgh, then I think it'd really be it for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ramsey says Russell Wilson's gonna.
I don't know, man. I might get faded into Bolivia. Oh,
I don't think he's headed to Bolivia. Damn.
Russell, I got hyped yesterday when I saw Lamar Jackson, who I was telling Kyle. That's my favorite non-49er.
Lamar
Jackson, my favorite non-49er. Lamar Jackson, there's not many people like this in football or baseball for me. I hope everybody loses, and the only people that win are the Niners and the San Francisco Giants. I'm not like, oh, I'm so happy for that. No. Basketball, yeah, I feel that way about it. But Lamar is one of those dudes. Like, the Niners didn't win it this year, but Lamar won a Super Bowl, I'd be hyped. Lamar is my favorite. But I say all that to say that he passed Russell Wilson yesterday on the most rushing yards for a quarterback. And, like, they had the graphic of the top four. And it's like, oh, man, those dudes are legendary. Number one is Vic. Mm-hmm. And
is it Vic by a mile?
I don't think it's by a mile because Cam, they're both in the 6,000s.
Lamar can catch him, right?
He can, and he probably
like it looks
will.
Like
yeah,
he
yeah,
will.
Yeah, he will. And Cam was second. And Cam was, I think they were both in the 6,000s, Cam and Michael Vick.
Hypothetically, let's go with Jesse. Let's say Russell Wilson is, for the most part, this is extreme. Mm-hmm. Let's say for the most part is done as a starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Greater fall off, Russ or Cam?
Cam?
I don't think there's Russ. No question mark. I don't think so.
I think it's Russ.
I don't think so. Cam Newton was the MVP that year. And then that Thursday night game happened. He got thrown on his shoulder, and he was never the same
Cam
quarterback
was like
ever again.
That dude, and then just
it ended that, like, his career ended that Thursday night.
Well, that's why I say, well, the criteria might be different. That's why I say it's Russ, because with Cam, I can point to an injury. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like Bo Jackson.
Almost. But it
Bo
ended.
Jackson, yeah, like, Bo Jackson was the fall off. It was just steep, right? It was just.
But
it was
over. But Bo didn't come back.
Right.
Bo never came back.
But what I'm saying is you can point to. That's why he fell off. Russell Wilson fell off inexplicably. Like, there was no injury. He just all of a sudden we woke up and he wasn't good no more. So, like I said, the criteria and the baffling nature of it is probably like what I'm talking about. Like, I could look at Cam and be like, the injury got him. Like, he fell out. Like, you're right. He was MVP and then fell. But I can point to that's why. Russell Wilson, I have no idea why he just stopped being good at football.
Hmm.
Inexplicable. That's a good call, though. Cam was the truth. And
Cam was crazy.
No disrespect to Jesse. Jesse, you remember the Michael Vick experience, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just checking. He was probably about five, six years old.
That. You said no disrespect. It's always disrespect. It's always disrespect.
I thought it was disrespect.
I had, what was it, the Michael
Vick? Wait a minute.
Was the Michael Vick cleats where you could change the color of the swoosh and all that?
Yeah.
Please show some respect.
The Mike Vick experience. You had to be there. What you know about the Mike Vick experience at Virginia Tech, though?
All right, bro. I was like five. Give me a break. Like, I watched him play for the Falcons.
Mike was special. Mike was so special.
My brother was a Falcons fan because of Michael Vick.
He was special. Earlier today, I saw some on Twitter. It was a picture of Michael Vick and Allen Iverson, and they're like, yeah, they are in the same lane as far as, like, cultural icons. Didn't, quote-unquote, win anything or anything like that, but those two are cultural icons. You had to be there.
Okay. Is there any possibility we're overdoing this Russell Wilson thing a little bit?
Like, what do you mean?
He threw for 26-8 last year.
Bro, that was not. I don't know. It didn't look. Like, maybe this.
What did he do the year before?
16-11. 3,200 yards. Year before.
When I said he was falling off.
What's it called?
The year before when allegedly that took place, it was he threw for 25-6, and he did fall off because the year prior he threw for 40-13. Mm. He was a Pro Bowler the year he fell off. I'm just looking at these numbers like, okay, they're not that bad. Like they're not 40-13. He's got 31-5. That is insane. He has 35-7, 34-11. His yards kind of fluctuate, 39, 34, 41, 4,200. But maybe we're overdoing it a little.
I don't think so. I'm going to trust my eyes on this one.
It don't look right.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the last three seasons have all been losing. Mm. 7-8, but moving backwards. 7-8 last year, 4-11, 6-8. And then he had that monster 12-4 season where he had the 40-13 year.
Hmm. I'll walk it back a little bit. And he's
35 years old.
Yeah, I'll walk it back a little bit. We haven't seen the last of Russell Wilson, whether he plays this year or not. He'll play again. He'll go to the Giants.
He'll play again. He'll start again.
He'll start for
Russell Wilson's going to start.
He'll start for the Giants while Shador, just watches for a little bit.
That's not going to happen. Shador is starting the second he's drafted. Like, that's not happening.
And
Deion is not going to let Shador play for the Giants.
He'll start for the Giants while Carson Beck sits for a little bit.
Well, that might be possible. We'll come back. Cash Caraway on the way. We'll talk Kings. There's no James. So, when guests aren't here, we just kind of
talking wrestling.
We just kind of vibe out and have fun. We'll do that as we close out the week here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. The Labor Day Matthews Mattress Day sale. Nope, let's try that again. The Labor Day Matthews Mattress Sale, that was right, continues through the weekend. Stop procrastinating.
Please.
Head over to MatthewsMattress.com right now. Find the location nearest you and make your plans to be there this weekend.
Yeah.
Make your plans to pick up your brand new beauty rest pack.
Yeah.
Or your beauty rest.
Or?
What, your Matthews mattress.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Make it, get the adjustable base. Do all of that because the 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down, on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. That's all still going on right now. It's the biggest mattress sale of the year, and mm-hmm. It ends this weekend. Get in there now and get your mattress.
There you go. Handle business and buy by 5, sleep by 9, free removal of the old set with that same day delivery. Matthews Mattress got you, man.
What y'all know about this? What y'all know about?
Uh-oh.
What y'all know about this? Come on, man. What y'all know about Aaron, Damon, and Teddy? Let's go, baby. Flashback Friday. We up!
Girl, words can express the way I feel for you. I like the way you hold me, the way you touch me. I like, girl, everything you do to me, you know I like it. I like, don't stop now.
Y'all got the right station. It's ESPN 1320, but it's Flashback Friday, baby, dealing with KC.
Feelings getting stolen, girl, you are my love.
Hey, mama. Hey, baby. Come on, man. Y'all don't know about that.
You really turn me on, girl. That's one of my favorite part about records are like the ad-libs.
Oh, they were singing.
Man, the ad-libs on One Sweet Day. Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite.
One Sweet Day?
Yeah, Mariah and Boyz II Men.
That's a sad song.
No, it's a sad song.
I can't listen to that song no more.
But when they hit with the... I'll see you even. No one ever sings that part because they're focused on Mariah. Oh, my God. That's my favorite. Mm-mm-mm. That is a sad
Boyz II Men singing a national anthem on Monday night.
All four of them?
I don't think so.
But you ain't seen Michael's...
he's back?
He was back with them. Okay. He showed up with them.
I'd love to see that. I hope it is all four of them.
If they tour again and Michael's... I'll go watch them again.
I want to see them without my... I mean, I like Michael too, but I want to see Boyz II Men.
Oh, no, they perform too. Yeah. Like, it's not like, come here, sing the songs. Yeah. Like, nah, they perform.
I want to see Boyz II Men.
And they go.
For sure. Shout out! I
wasn't gonna make Flashback Friday and everything, man. But this is every Friday thing.
Hey, baby,
how'd that go?
Hey, mama,
you really turn me on, girl. Well, let's just keep the music going.
Let's keep it going, man. Come on,
press the button.
Great cash, homie.
Hey. Your boy Cash Carraway back at it again. Last week, y'all listened to me. You know, we had Bobby 27, I'm a Jerk, was up here trying to talk crazy.
What was his handle?
Bobby 27, I'm a Jerk, whatever the hell's name is. He's like, oh, KC. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, man, I don't know everything. I'm not claiming that. I'm just saying these are my educated guesses, and I think they're going to hit. Well, if you were listening, you got paid. You got some cash, like Carraway generates for you more times than not. 3-0, as I gave you Georgia over Clemson in that minus 12.5. I gave you Miami minus 2.5 over Florida. Then I gave you Notre Dame getting 3 points against Texas A&M. I'm trying to help you out again this week. I got some heavy hitters. It's going to all start in Stillwater, where Oklahoma State at home against Arkansas. Arkansas, SEC, we already know how they get down or whatever the case may be. I think Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, it's not really my boy, but that ain't my boy.
I heard it was.
He going to have them. They didn't hear wrong. You heard wrong. That ain't my boy. He going to have the Cowboys ready. That's going to be the only Cowboys team ready this week. They're going to be ready to go. They're going to be ready to go. They're 9.5-point favorites. Go ahead and take Oklahoma State in that one. I don't even know where they play. It's in Utah. I was trying to think of the city, but I can't even think of the city. Anyway, Utah, they're dominating so far this year. They've got Baylor coming to town. They're going to wipe the map with the boys. Baylor, you don't have a chance. Utah, minus 14.5. Give me all of that. Give me all of that right there. And the last one of the games of the weekend, we've got Tennessee, number 14 in the nation, coming through to face NC State. It's prime time. It's a big time game.
Bank of America Stadium.
Yeah, man. They're in the big stadium this time.
Yeah, Charlotte.
And I know Tennessee looked good against Chattanooga, and I think Tennessee's a good team. I don't look at them any type of way, but NC State gonna get this one. They struggled a little bit in their first game. I forgot who they played, but they struggled a little bit. Didn't blow them out the way they wanted to, so people are a little down on them. But I don't see Tennessee, even though I know they're gonna travel really, really well to that game in Charlotte. I know that. I don't see them coming into North Carolina and playing North Carolina State and coming out of there with a victory, let alone covering. NC State is a 10-point underdog. Give me those 10. Give me those 10. So if you're trying to get paid, Oklahoma State, minus 9.5. Utah, minus 14.5. And take those 10 points with NC State. You do that, we eat. We eating steak on Saturday. If that happens, Cash Carraway, let's get this money, baby.
Okay. You want to talk about a game you're not putting any wagers on?
I mean, that's, well, there's a reason. There's a reason I didn't.
Well, that's all right. This is, well, Cash Caraway.
I don't know why. I don't know why we're going there. I don't. You heard the three games. You heard the three games. I gave you the three games. Why are we talking about any other game that I'm not talking about?
Who was talking about you?
I was just going to ask a question. I don't know. I don't feel like he's super confident in his national champion.
Let's see, Kenny. I have $30 I want to bet this weekend. Should I put it on Michigan?
I don't know. Once again, wow. Why are you asking me? I told you the game's a pick. No. Why are you asking me about that game? Why do you want me to say anything about that game? I told you the three games.
You're a betting expert now, and Jesse is saving for a wedding.
Yep.
He's wagering $30 to try to make some money. He just asked you, should he put the $30 on Michigan? It's a perfectly reasonable question.
This is the only game I could put that $30
on. That's it.
Where do they do that at? How does that happen?
It's the only game.
You can literally put it on Oklahoma State. Literally.
No, not this place.
No, not at the special app that Jesse has. It only allows him to bet on this one single game. You know their ass, right? That's what it is.
Whoa,
you know
Now that is going too damn far. We're not letting that happen.
You know Michigan sucks, don't you?
They don't suck. They don't suck.
Say it with me. They're not good.
No, they're good. Texas is a really, really good team, though.
Good enough to hang with Purdue.
So Michigan's going to lose?
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything about that game. So who's going to win this game? I didn't say anything about that game. And
I'm asking you. I'm your co-host. I haven't done enough research.
I don't know.
This guy.
I haven't done enough research.
Aaron Rodgers over here. Got to go do his own research. He's over here researching Utah, but doesn't know about his own football team.
Trying to flip $30 into more money for my wedding. You can't even help me out. Wow.
I don't know nothing about that game.
No cake for us.
I got to go home and tell the fiance no wedding. Kenny won't tell me to bet on Michigan.
No, sorry, Crystal. No cake.
I don't know anything about that game. I don't know. I haven't done enough research. I don't know nothing about it. I can't tell you anything about it. I don't know.
Scooter asked, who wins a seven-game series between Michigan and Texas?
Look, I ain't answering that question either. I don't know. Oh, man.
I wish they'd figure out the quarterback situation.
I wish they'd figure out the quarterback situation.
They're going to go through some bumps. This is a tough one. This is a tough Texas week. Texas could win the national championship game. They could. Absolutely, they could.
And the only saving grace is they are coming to the big house. It gets hostile in the big house.
No, it doesn't.
Ohio State can't ever win there.
What are you talking about? They haven't won there, 2 years?
It's a long 2 years. Feel like about 22 years.
They won like the last 20.
That's before it was.
Joe, do you hear this ridiculousness?
That's before they added the extra 10,000 seats. Now it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, now it's just unbearable.
I'm telling you, they went from 111,000 to 114, and it's nasty.
That's three. So okay, you got them beating Texas though.
I told you I didn't know nothing about that game. I don't know nothing about it.
Tough look for the fraudulent Wolverines.
Wow.
Integrity, man.
Wow.
National champions.
I don't know nothing about that game.
Do you want to move on? You won't make a pick. Like, Jesse, we can't have cake at Jesse's wedding because he can't lay this.
I gave him games. Why does he insist on this one?
He can't pick those games. He can only pick this one.
Only this one.
Like I said, I didn't do enough research. I don't know what happens.
Sorry, Jesse. Tell Crystal sorry.
I didn't do enough research. Would you want me to just throw anything out there? That's not what I do. I can't
do
that.
I'll give you.
I got to get my cousin to be the photographer.
I'll tell you
what.
Me and Jesse will hang out. Your cousin's going to be out there with an iPhone and a selfie stick, all because Casey wouldn't give you the game.
Hey, they be making movies on them iPhones nowadays. They make movies.
Yeah, but he doesn't know how to operate it like that.
I'm sorry, I don't know nothing about that game. I'm not going to lead you astray and just say anything. I can't do it.
He still takes pictures in standard definition. All right. We'll bail my man out.
These people trying to make me say something about that game.
You know they're not good. And honestly, this was satisfying enough for me. You know they suck, and that makes me
happy.
I never said that.
Settle down.
That's what I heard.
The hell is going on
over here? Well, they're calling you Coward Caraway.
Wow. All because I want to make sure I have everything in front of me to make a proper assessment
you
of the game.
You knew that the Big House...
I don't know anything about that game.
Allegedly added 10,000 seats to go from 111.
I think it's hostile.
You said they added 10,000 seats to go from 111,000 to 114,000?
Well, some of them are suites.
Oh, of course.
So that's why I don't add up on the attendance thing.
Are they two-level suites? Like at
Yeah. The upgrades.
Little apartments?
Yeah, all right, fine.
I won't put my money on them this week. Should I put my $30 on them to make the playoff this year?
Yeah, we're making the playoffs. We're making the playoffs. I mean, national champions. We're making the playoffs. That's easy money. That's easy money. Yeah, you guys going to be eating filet mignon at that wedding if that's the case. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
I feel like the non-answer was better.
Hey, hold on to that $30, buddy.
I think I might.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.